right, we are back at Hilo in Catskill now, and we're joined by Danny Shear. Shear?
Yeah.
From the band Horse Torso. And Mel Flanner, you play with Kevin Morby, is that what?
I'm on Kevin's latest record, yeah.
But you guys have your own band that is debuting this Friday night in Catskill at the new Avalon Lounge. And it's called It's Just Pythons, in all lowercase and no spaces. What is that about?
You know, it's funny because when I told somebody I started a grunge band recently, they were like, oh, what's the name? It's either going to be three words or one word. And I'm like, oh, I got you there. It's both. But it just came up really stupidly because a friend of mine who's Australian, we were talking about like some ridiculous Australian story where this woman had found these pythons in her grill and taken them out like it was no big deal. And my Australian friend was just like, what? It's just pythons. And I'm like, well, that's the name of my new band. And here we are.
And what is a grunge band? How do you want to describe it?
I mean, so like I still listen to grunge like it's new. Like so Danny and I are married, and we listen to grunge in our household like it just came out.
It's timeless.
It is timeless to us, and I mean I think it should be timeless to everybody. But you know, we're of the age where like that was kind of what we were raised on. I don't know why it ever went out of style, and I don't really care that it did. Like, it is the music of my heart, and when I decided I wanted to start a rock band, it was just the logic, it was just what I started writing, and it, you know, in rehearsal, it was always, like, the answer was always just, like, well, just, you know, more distortion, you know? But yeah, I mean, the changes, the amount of snark and attitude and the amount of distortion and fuzz, you know, Danny's fills, like there's just a heavy, I mean, like literal heavy grunge influence that I am fully unapologetic about. And it's funny, I was talking to Chad, our bassist, last night, and he's like, you know, like, not all the songs are grunge, though, like, it's, you know, like, you shouldn't label it like that. And I'm like, well, first of all, everybody wants to label everything all the time. Like, everybody wants to know what kind of band yours is, even if you can't really pigeonhole it. And I think even though, like, some of our songs are kind of more than, you know, your prototypical grunge, it still is grunge. It's just grunge in 2019, you know, like just because our best examples of grunge are from 1992 and 3 and 4, you know, like that doesn't define the genre. Like here we are in 2019. It's a little expanded now.
Well, I'm guessing you're going to sound different because you've got five different people who have different backgrounds, like Liam Singer. I don't think of him, when I think of his music, I don't think of grunge.
Right.
So, what, and Danny, you're playing, your band is like a math rock band, Horse Torso?
Yeah, math rock and other crazy sounds. You know, yeah, labels are tricky. Like, just even now, me saying math rock, yes, kind of, maybe, you know. It's like, I think our generation and older don't like to label things, and I get that, like, for good reason, but then we're just living in a time when, I mean, there's so much music anyway, but you just need a little, you know, few words or a sentence that can just kind of give someone an idea, because that's just, you know, it's hard to even get the really small amount of time that people's attention will last on any given project without at least saying, it's kind of this, it's kind of that, it's, you know, in this vein. So even though I think most artists feel that their music is more complex than one genre, at the same time, if you say it's these six things, people are like, all right, calm down.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, you must think you're very brilliant and cutting edge, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say, like, it's just pythons is grunge. Like, Horse Torso is math rock, where, like, it is, but, yeah, it might be more diverse than that and have more to it, but, you know, the closest thing we could come up with, you know?
And you're right, like is Liam, who would first come to mind as a grunge keyboard player, and do you necessarily think of
synth in a grunge band? Is like, I can't think of any grunge bands with synth, really.
No, but like I wanted that textural element, and I also, you know, like I'm real skittish about playing guitar. And I was like, this is like a cool element to add. It takes some of the pressure off of me as a rhythm guitarist. And I love crunchy synths. I love crunchy distorted synths. So it just adds that extra layer. And like, Liam is such a good, like, this is why everybody in town is so in love with Liam and Laura, but, you know, we're talking about Liam, is because, he's so great to work with on every level, so he's great. He's a great person to have in the band. But it's just been really, really fun being in my own band because everybody else is so great to work with.
Yeah, tell us about everybody else who in the band, too.
Yeah, it's Aaron Martin, who is like wunderkind of Hudson Valley. He's, 25, 26 now?
20-something. That's 20, probably all that matters.
20, way too young to play that well. He's just a shredding guitarist. You know, his band, he's opening, as well as CJ Boyd, but he's opening with, like, a little bit pared-down version of his band. And his music is, like, psych rock for 2019, kind of psych blues rock, with his original songs. And he is... he gives me my life. I love watching his shows. He sings his butt off.
Good catch.
Morning. You
were referring to a horse, right?
I was referring to a donkey. He really does, like, he knows how to write for his voice. And he writes, like, poignant rockin' songs, and then he just shreds like an animal on them, and it just kills me. I think Danny and him are a dynamic duo, too, because Danny just hits them skins. It's so good. And then he totally just meets me where I'm at with my songwriting when he's in It's Just Pythons, and has just totally adapts his solos to what I'm doing, and it just fills me with so much joy to hear him shred. And then Chad, I'm going to spell his last name because I never say it.
We're sorry, Chad. We do this all the
time.
Sorry,
Chad.
With your last name.
DZIEWIOR, who makes Chara amps and is just kind of like a local legend guy originally from the city, plays bass, and he's been in bands for decades, and just knows low and heavy like no other. It was like there was no other choice for bass, because like he's been about that low fuzz for so long, and it's just like he has all the pedals. He's just got it. He's just there. And he's been playing with Blacklist lately, which is just like he just brings that like, you know, touch of doom, you know, that I think is like really cool to have. And then, you know, Liam, we touched on. Danny is my husband, which is like really cool to have. It's handy to have in the house when I want to bounce a song idea off him. Or like last night, I was like checking out my pedals and whatever, and just like is my fuzz cool? And it's just really nice to have a partner who can let me know. And obviously, I'm like his number one fan in terms of his playing and his songwriting and his own project as well. He really encouraged me to get this project off the ground too, and a couple other projects that I've started recently too. So,
and I'm your number one fan as well.
Hey, we're in love! Yay!
So what? This is the first show.
It is.
So you're gonna record after this, or tour, or what is the plan?
Well,
is this a side band, or is this the main chorus?
I am in a big writing phase right now. So I started three projects recently. So I just wanted to start with this one show, and then do some other like local-ish shows. Like I'd like to play in Kingston and the city, because we ping pong back and forth to the city quite a bit, and then see what happens from there. I really, really, really want to record. We have enough material that I really like to make a full length. But what's most meaningful to me is to make an EP of our three songs about consent, because I just kind of happened to write these three songs about consent. They just kind of all came out, and then I was like, well, that's three. I guess that's enough for an EP, and I guess we could call it the Consent Trilogy, and then it's kind of like a concept EP about something that needs to be talked about and is kind of new to public dialogue, and two of the three songs are not bummers, you know, and I think anytime you can talk about an important topic in a fun way, you know, important, this is Liam's phrase, important message, fun packaging, I think is a great thing to do. Especially if like folks can, you know, internalize that and bop along to it and, you know, really get that into their systems and you know, their sex lives, so that people are having healthy, consensual sex. So I would love to be getting that out into the world as soon as possible. But, you know, as with so many bands, it's a budget issue. You know, Danny and I are both full-time musicians, so we...
So we're rich.
We are just rolling in it. we're looking at a friend of mine has offered to eventually maybe record us for free once his studio is up and running because he believes in the project. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but that's really important to me, as the writer of the songs and as a survivor of sexual abuse. So we'll see what happens with it.
What has it been like to move to the Hudson Valley as working musicians? You get moved up here like 2 years ago. How long?
We bought in 2016, and then we've just been gradually trying to be up here more and more. We still keep a pied-à-terre, if you will, in the city, but to put it one way, we bought a Prius 2 years ago, and we've put 94,000 miles on it already, and that doesn't count my Amtrak miles. So
that's in like 2.5 years or less.
Yeah.
About.
So we ping pong a lot, but I like it. You know,
just mostly in the city. Or are you touring too, or
mostly in the city?
Yeah.
However, wouldn't mind picking up a tour here or there, just so you know. But yeah, it's been cool. I mean, I like the duality of it. I actually really enjoy the drive. Podcasts are great. Radio's great. And the drive is so beautiful. And then I've just figured out how to make really efficient use of my time in the city, eat all the food that I can't get up here, and then, head back up. So it's been, we figured out how to make it work for us, and, finding a happy balance.
If you just tuned in, we're speaking with Mel Flannery and Danny Scherer from It's Just Pythons, their new second or third band.
I don't even know.
And you guys are playing at the Avalon Lounge on Friday night. You haven't played the Avalon yet, I guess, right?
No. Mm-mm. No, it's only been open for a little over a month.
Weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you excited about having another venue in town?
Oh, my God, yes.
It's
such
cool.
A great venue. Yeah. We just saw Camp St. Helene there on Saturday, and the sound was so good, and they put on such a great show. Wesley Harper opened, and they were so strong. Everybody sounded so good, and it was just it made me really excited to be in that room.
It's a really cool performance space.
Yeah.
And WGXC has just like Hilo has set up a live streaming thing. So I heard I wasn't there Saturday, but I heard Camp St. Helene on the radio, and then we'll hear you guys Friday night on the radio too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh,
nice.
Man, I better practice.
Unless you don't want to, you can. Any bands can turn it off if they don't want to be broadcast.
I'm gonna turn my distortion up even more so that nobody can pick up my
blast.
Guitar flaws.
Yeah.
So if you can't make it in person, you can hear it on the radio. But you guys are playing what time? Does it seem
here? I think we're going to start around 10.
And Aaron Martin, who is playing in your band, is opening with his own band, and also CJ Boyd. You want to mention what he does?
Yeah, he's a solo looper type of fella who is permanently touring.
He plays guitar and loops?
He plays bass. His recorded stuff is really different from his live stuff, I understand, because his recorded stuff is like super orchestral and dreamy.
He can't do that by himself on stage, I guess.
Not to my knowledge. But Liam knows him personally and felt that he would be a really good fit after having seen him live do his solo thing. So I'm really excited to see it. I love what I heard recorded. I'm super excited to check it out in person. And he's been like perma-touring for years and years and years. So anybody that is that committed to just always playing live music is my kind of dude.
And Danny, while we've got you here, is there any horse torso update you want to give us? Or
let's see. Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Our next show is in Brooklyn at Three's Brewing on October 27th. And I'm really excited for this one. It's going to be with some pretty genius sort of avant-garde experimental jazz type of projects. Brandon Seabrook, this amazing guitarist, and Kate Gentile, this amazing drummer, are both performing with projects of theirs. And we have plans to record our next album, hopefully in January.
Are you recording up here again?
We're recording last time? Probably in Philadelphia with John Baisley, who did our last album as well. We have tentative plans for that. And we're playing more or less like a show a month between now and then. We've got one on December 10th at Gold Sounds and January 8th at Mercury Lounge. And I'm just kind of trying to be very prepared for this release. And, the first time you put something out, it's like you don't know if anyone's going to be listening. And so you do what you can do, and you just put it out into the world and see what happens. Now that some people are paying attention, five or six of them.
Stop.
I'm just trying to get as much advice as I can about what to do and you know, what I need to have in place before any music even goes anywhere. But yeah, that's the plan, and I'm just really excited to work with those musicians because I feel like I'm lucky just every single time we get to play, because there are some important, busy people, and I'm glad that they are willing to spend their time on this project. So yeah, I feel lucky about that.
Yeah, those shows are going to be rad.
All right, anything else we should know about It's Just Pythons show this Friday night at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill?
Come to it.
That's number one.
We're going to try real hard. That's a very not grunge attitude, but
we're going to try
I'm from
hard,
the Midwest, so I don't know. I don't know how not to. And thank you, WGXC, for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
All right, well, let's go out. Since there's not an It's Just Python song yet to play, right?
No, only on YouTube you can watch a rehearsal video of us.
Well, I've got Horse Torso's Wolf Who Cried Boy album up here. You want to pick a song to take
You could just play the first track, Actual Stablemates.
Yeah.
All right, and then we'll be seeing you or hearing you Friday night at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Woo!
Awesome.